the area's shootings.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women, but shooting suspect Robert Aaron Long claims his sexual addiction led to his actions. White House Chief Medical Advisor Anthony Fauci is telling a Senate committee there is good news about vaccinations, but that we still need to be cautious in dealing with the coronavirus.
Although this is all good news, there still are challenges ahead, particularly with regard to the variants that have now become very familiar to us. They are mutational changes in the virus strains.
Dr. Fauci notes that we can counter the variants with vaccinations and mitigation measures. The Senate will vote on the confirmation of California Attorney General Javier Becerra as health secretary today. Some Republicans question his qualifications. Weekly jobless claims are making a surprising jump. The Labor Department reports 770,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, up from 742,000 the week before. Mark Hamrick with Bankrate says it shows COVID-19 is still impacting the economy.
So that gives us a grand total of more than a million new claims just in the latest week. And that really shows us that we're still in the midst of this severe economic downturn, at least as it affects the job market.
March Madness, canceled last year due to COVID, begins today. The first four of the NCAA men's basketball tournament will be played. All of the games this year will be played in Indiana as a precaution against the coronavirus. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable. So don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with rain arriving later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 55, 56 degrees. Tonight, the clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 40 degrees. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers. High temperatures hovering in the low 50s and low temperatures in the low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, my name is Craig Richardson, and welcome to a special edition of Mind to Heart. In this show, we take a journey from our logical, critical mind to the power center of our heart, where real transformation occurs. My guests help us understand our journeys by telling about their paths and lessons they learned along the way. It's an honor for me today to be filling in for Dr. Pat, our fearless leader and founder of Transformation Radio. We wish her Godspeed in her recovery. Our health is one of the most important aspects of our lives. And when we are faced with serious illnesses and we approach it with faith, spirit, and an open heart, it can be remarkably transformational. My guest today, Christina Baum, has been through such an experience. She was working away on a communications career in our nation's capital and by any measure was enjoying great success. However, Christina's life would change forever as with the trajectory she would take starting in 2012 when she was first diagnosed with melanoma. Instead of letting her illness get her down, Christina faced her greatest challenge with vigor and courage, and in doing so, lives a full and rich life today. She's also become a beacon of light and inspiration for others. Anyone who's met Christina is immediately taken by her grace and her warmth. Her smile can light up any room, and there's a depth to her that's unusual. She's used her cancer illness, which reoccurred two additional times, to help others who struggle with the same illness. She is an outspoken for patients' rights, and using her professional background in national policy, she advocates for access to non-FDA-approved drugs. And if that's not enough, she's become an avid runner and has successfully completed such marathons as the New York City. She runs with the intention of raising money for cancer research and will be taking her cause to Chicago later this year when she participates in that marathon. And by doing so, she becomes an inspiration for everybody she comes in contact with. So it's my pleasure now to bring in my guest, Christina Baum. Christina, welcome to Mind to Heart.
Thank you for having me, Craig.
Well, it's great to see you. I'm friends of yours on Facebook, so I noticed that you had just spent a few days of R&R in the sunshine. Where were you exactly?
I was in Turks and Caicos. I was with a bunch of girlfriends there just celebrating a 40th birthday of one of my closest friends.
Well, it looked neat. I even saw a picture of you jumping off a cliff, so that must be part of, you know, as I described you, you've taken life with great vigor, so it's great to have you on here. So I'd like to start, as I talked to you initially about the show, my show is about journey, so I think the best place to start with you is the beginning. Can you give us a little bit of background on, you know, where you grew up, the type of family environment you had, and things like that?
Sure. So I grew up, I was born in Miami, Florida, and Florida kid. So both my parents raised me there, and my mom was pretty active, put herself through school, and my dad worked in the airline industry for his entire life. So grew up there, and I just grew up near the beach and the ocean, and it was lots of fun, and it was a great time. And started riding horses when I was 9, so I did that for about 15 years as well. Went to high school in Sarasota, Florida, so on the other coast, so on the Gulf side, and it was a great time.
Yeah, and in Florida, it has, you know, has that. I had cousins growing up. I grew up in the opposite end, in the cold New England, and we used to love to go down there. They lived in Miami as well, and it just seems like that, you know, that's such an active lifestyle. And what got you interested in traveling north to the nation's capital?
So I had gone to University of South Florida for my first 2 years of college, and then I actually got a scholarship, an equestrian scholarship, to transfer to a small school in Missouri where I went my back 2 years. So, in fact, that was, I think, the first time I actually saw it actually snow was when I went to college my junior year. So, and then what was important was I started interning at the Capitol between my sophomore junior summer. So that was my very first time. I interned for Congressman Dan Miller of the Florida Congressional 13th District.
Yep.
And so it was a short-term internship. I was there for maybe 4 weeks, but I had an absolute blast. It was an amazing office to intern with. And as an intern, I mean, this is going to definitely date myself, but email wasn't like the best like form of communication in a lot of ways. So there was not BlackBerries or anything like that. So back then, whenever people wanted to invite interns to like a lunch or a dinner or anything like that, they would send a fax. So my job was to go and collect all the faxes and divvy it up to all the policy staff in the office, and that was actually a lot of fun because half the time the policy staff didn't want to go to any of these briefings or luncheons, and so I would get to go instead. So when you're 19 years old in the nation's capital going to a little briefing, you know, by the Council on Foreign Relations on Iraq Reconstruction sounded like the coolest thing ever. So that's kind of how I kind of cut my teeth on how Washington worked a little bit and getting to learn. It was that same summer I was invited to it was an intern series guest speaker situation that AIPAC did. And so they had at the time, he was at the time White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer, who was speaking, it was somewhere in DuPont, and it was this big ornate room, I can't remember where it was, and so I went, and basically it's just, Ari Fleischer is up there answering all these rapid-fire questions from all these college kids. And so, I mean, on every topic you can imagine. And I just remember thinking, this is amazing. Like, this guy is so talented. Like, he's answering these questions, but not, like, actually answering some of these questions, but you think he is. And
the Potomac two-step, right? Is that what they call it?
Yes. Right. And, I mean, he did it flawlessly. And I just remember thinking, wow, this is an amazing talent to really craft words in a way that is just so surgical. And I'm also not good at math, so which as most communicators aren't. So
I can test, yeah.
So I just thought, wow, this is amazing. And I was always really good at my scores were always good at the comprehension reading and words. So I'm like, well, maybe this is my thing. And so that's kind of what kicked off me being very interested in communications and in the political sphere. And then I went back and interned the following summer. I gave up a summer studying Spanish in Costa Rica.
Oh, wow.
To go back to D.C.
where I interned. You were hooked then, right?
Yeah, so interned for Catherine Harris the following summer, who was the new incumbent for that same district. And it just kind of took off from there.
That's great. And then you, that first experience and second clearly said that this is where I want to, I don't necessarily, I mean, I love horses and I love Florida, but this is where I want to go. And so you came there immediately following, is that right? Immediately following your graduation?
Yeah. So after I graduated, I actually started working for the Mel Martinez Senate campaign and then also with Bush Cheney L4 down in Florida. I started off as a volunteer, really, and really I put everything into that, and then they asked me to come on staff full-time. So then I did that, and I was a field director down there, and we obviously won, which was great. So yeah. I was 1-0 for a long time with campaigns. So it worked out great, and I think from then it just kind of snowballed. So I then did kind of a little bit of a stint abroad in Brussels, and then that parlayed into me coming back to the Hill where I was an LC for a little bit, and then I went back and was a reporter in Houston for a time doing energy.
Were you just a beat reporter? You were doing
So I worked for a trade publication on energy, specifically oil commodities, so all your petrochemicals. So it was a little bit more downstream, but it was very interesting work that I got to really empathize with reporters when they're trying to build sources and reach out for comment. And, I mean, I was hung up on, I can't tell you how many times, you know, by different people, like just trying to get information and be a good reporter.
Yeah, and I think that's important, obviously, now in your later career, so to have been on both sides of that aisle, you can see. And then you can also see, you know, clearly, as you saw first with Ari Fleischer, you know, as a reporter, you're not overly interested in playing dodgeball, are you? And so that's kind of the part of that cat and mouse game. So that what year roughly was that you came back to Washington?
So that was probably about 2006.
And then you continued working in energy issues at that time?
So I was back here. I was in LC in 2006, went to Houston, was an energy reporter there. And then I didn't come back to D.C. until about 2010, I guess. And I actually came back up here to work at a church. So I was on staff full time with McLean Bible Church doing mission work there.
That's not too far from me, yeah.
Yeah, so I was there doing that. And then long story short, I soon realized that working at a church wasn't going to pay my student loans. So,
sure, absolutely.
So I needed to make some money, and so that kind of moved into I went back to being a reporter for a little bit.
Great. Well, we're at about 2010. I think I'm going to go ahead and take a break now, because what I'd like to do is you know, from the second segment on is then get into, you know, your cancer. And then how that's really impacted your life. So when we come back to the Mind to Heart, we'll get into Christina's story, picking it up in 2012. And can you give an email address or a website or something, so if people want to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can just reach me on Twitter, at Christina Baum. Also, my Instagram, I have an Instagram that's public, which is called at K-Baum Runs. And that's at K-B-A-U-M Runs, R-U-N-S.
Great. And for those who want to get a hold of me, my website is CraigERichardson.com. So let's take a short break here, and we'll pick you up on the other side. Thank you, Christina.
Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHOM.com.
Hi, welcome back to Mind to Heart with Craig Richardson filling in today for Dr. Pat. Christina, can you give your Twitter handle out again for folks?
Sure. It's at Christina Baum, and that's Christina with a K, last name Baum, B-A-U-M. So it's just at Christina Baum, all no spaces, no characters.
Okay, great. And my website, again, is CraigERichardson.com. Christina, before the break, you had given us the exciting history of how you came to Washington as an intern and then returned, and then we were roughly in that pre-period. Can you walk us through how the cancer diagnosis happened, and you know what it, you know, how all that experience was? Because I imagine, you know, I grew up in Washington. I know what it's, or didn't grow up, but I've been here. And I know you sort of live a happy-go-lucky life. And can you walk us through a little bit about, you know, the symptoms and how that all happened?
Yeah, so it was 2012, and I had just started a new job with a public relations firm. So when I was working at the church prior to that, I didn't even have health insurance. So it was really a miracle that I had accepted this job where I could have health insurance. And so I had just kind of this spot on my arm. It was colorless. It would look, I guess, just like kind of like a bug bite or maybe like a wart, something like that. And I had gone to my primary care just because I had a cold. just kind of your average cold. And so I said, hey, will you take a look at this? And so she said, you know, she's like, I don't like the way that looks. Like, let's make a plan to remove it. And I said, okay, great. Well, I started this new job, so I just kind of kept putting it off and putting it off. And then about 3 months later, it was about September, and things were starting to get a little chilly, you know, in the D.C. area. And my friends and I, we were all going to go out dancing, just like country dancing for one time. And I have this cute sleeveless shirt that I wanted to wear, but it was kind of getting bigger. And I was just kind of, I didn't like the aesthetics. I was just like, I don't like this thing on my arm. It's getting bigger. And I almost said to myself, like, well, it's almost going to be winter. I don't want to take time off work to go deal with it. I'll just start wearing more sleeves. You know, thank God I didn't do that. So finally, I just made a plan on, I guess, like a Tuesday to go take care of it. And my boss was like, oh, my gosh, are you okay? Is everything fine? And I was just like, yeah, yeah, like, it's just, I'll be in and out, like, no big deal. So I go there, and they just did a punch biopsy. And I, that was last I thought of it. I couldn't care. I totally forgot about it.
So for you, you didn't think it was cancer. It was just something.
Yeah, totally, like, just no big deal. So then about 6 days later, so I actually had worked a full day. Like, things were kind of crazy, and I had met a reporter from Bloomberg, actually, for lunch. And I don't know why that just had stood out to me, because I was just so busy. I mean, you know how it is. And so then about 4:45, I got a call, and it was my primary care doctor. And I just remember thinking, like, well, my doctor never calls me, so this is really strange. And I was like, why is she calling me? And then I thought, I was like, oh, yeah, I had that test done. And then I started to get a little nervous. And then she said, well, it's melanoma. Well, I didn't even know what melanoma was at the time. And she just starts talking, and then it just starts to feel like when you're in that phone conversation, it just sounds like Charlie Brown teacher, you know, where you're just kind of picking out certain words. And I feel like most cancer patients will say very similar. So I remember she dropped the word surgeon, and then she drops the word oncologist, and it's all kind of fast. I'm trying to write things down, and I don't know what any of this means, and like different numbers. And so she's giving me a referral to a different clinic, and it just all sounded really serious. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, I knew like stages. I was like, well, what stage is this? And she says, we don't know. And I was like, well, what are you saying exactly? She's like, Christina, you have cancer. And I was just, I remember like that hit me between the eyes, and I was just like, started crying. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this is that phone call that you just never expected to get. And I mean, at the time I was only 30 years old, so I was obviously shocked, didn't know what to do. So I just tried to compose myself, and I reached out to my boss. I walked down there, and he'd seen that I was crying. He invited me to come in, and I just started crying. And he's just like, take all the time you need, do whatever you need to do. He's like, let's call him right now. So we call the clinic, and of course they closed at 5. So I had to wait all the way until the next day to like even reach someone to schedule my next appointments. So it was a really tough day. And then of course, after I talked to my boss, I had to deal with calling each of my parents, you know, and talking to them, which is a difficult conversation because they're just as confused and unsure as I was, you know, what's in store.
Had you had any of this in the family before, or was this?
No. Yeah, just me.
Probably being with the fair skin and the sun, probably, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, that must be hard because it's, you know, normally they get those phone calls or check-ins and how are you doing and I got this promotion or whatever, and just like you, it's you had to relive all that again and again.
Yeah, so went through those same phone calls 3 times. Yeah.
And you know, other than sort of, I can imagine that first day or even longer, you sort of feel gut punched. But it sounds like you approached it sort of in a way that you would any kind of policy issue. What are my options? Is that how you approached it? I mean, what does this look like? What should I do? Or
yeah, I mean, the way that the clinic had set it up, they put all your appointments in one day. So you meet with your surgeon, your oncologist, and your oncological dermatologist. And so you kind of go through the whole gamut, and they kind of walk you through what the recommended course of action is. So for me, they recommended immediate surgery to remove it, which they call a wide excision surgery, and to do what they call a sentinel lymph node biopsy. So for me, it was a pretty extensive surgery because I guess my tumor was rather large. So it was a very long day. I was pretty exhausted, and you have to fast for most of that time. And the results of that first surgery, the pathology, kind of determines what they do next. And then for me, my sentinel lymph node had cancer. So we had to do a second surgery that was more extensive, where they did what they call left axilla dissection. Actually, a lot of breast cancer patients have the same surgery, where they go in and they remove the entire sleeve of lymph nodes on one side. So I had 18 lymph nodes removed altogether. And so fortunately, none of those tested positive with the additional one. So my first diagnosis, I was stage 3A. and at the time, there were no advanced immunotherapies approved for stage 3A. So I had to take an old drug called interferon alpha-2B, which was miserable. So that drug was awful, and they use it for a few other things now still, I think, maybe hepatitis and several others, but I mean, like, I lost most of my hair. The fatigue is just terrible. Like, you feel nauseous and sick all the time. You basically feel like you have the flu, and it's like that for about a year. And you do about a month of it intensive in the hospital, where you're getting it every day, and then you get it every other day until you reach like 9 or 10 months. So I could only last 6 months. I finally self-withdrew. I was just like, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah, this is not, I mean, the quality of life must be. And you
exactly.
were still trying to work during this time, were you not? I mean.
So during the first one, when I did the month intensive, my employer encouraged me just to take time off work. So I did that. And then I came back in about a month later, so only 1 month, and then I continued to try to work, and then we started having some issues where we thought it might have popped up in my lungs, and so my employer just kind of gave me a few months to just recuperate and kind of physically get back to where I need to be, and so that was really helpful to have that time. So, yeah, it was... It was a lot, but that was the only time I'd ever taken off work for cancer specifically.
Yeah, and because it's important, right? It's an important part of the treatment is to be back as a normal schedule and to be around, because you don't, otherwise you sort of sit at home, right? And you know.
Exactly, yeah. And I think a lot of ways it can be more mentally challenging than physical.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely, and you know, and I suppose you found a support group, I assume, or through some of this thing, or did that come in?
Yeah, so the first time I went through cancer, I did start attending a young adult with cancer support group. I think it was connected with Life with Cancer, which is connected to ANOVA, and they were great. It was so important to connect with other people that were in the same walk of life as I was. Because I do think when you're in a young adult with cancer, you're dealing with different things. I mean, you still have like a lot of work life left in you. I mean, dating and just all these other factors, like most of your friends don't know anyone with cancer. So I think just trying to navigate those issues was really important to me, to just have someone where I just didn't feel alone in those struggles. And it was really life-giving to me to weather that with a group of people. A few I'm still like really good friends with to this day. So, but the flip side of that is when you're in a support group like that, there are people that will die. So, so I have definitely lost a good chunk of friends along the way to cancer. So, it's bittersweet, but I would say the benefits outweigh the risks.
Okay, well, we're going to take another break because this is the part that we really want to get into a little bit more, and also your own personal faith, because I think this has to be part of the mix to somebody who has tackled this the way it is. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about that after break. Thank you.
happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformation, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Join us, Dr. Pat Basile, in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Welcome back to Mind to Heart with your guest host today, Craig Richardson, filling in for Dr. Pat. And my guest is Christina Baum, who was talking before the break about how she had been diagnosed in her early 30s with cancer and how that had sort of sent her on a trajectory. Christina, when we went to the break, you were talking about the importance of the support group that you had around you and, you know, and sort of pointed out that the tough part about that is that you do lose soldiers along the way, people that you're close to. I imagine another thing that sustains you is some type of faith or spirituality. And can you talk a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, I think to really talk about that, I think it's more like how my faith was weathered through all three diagnoses. Like, they were all very different. In terms of faith, like, my first one, I would say was, I don't want to say easy, like, faith-wise, but it was definitely a lot easier to weather, I think, in comparison to the other two. It was just kind of straightforward. Like, I felt like I was in a really great place with my faith, like, when I got first diagnosed, and I remember that day, all I wanted was people to pray for me. And so I emailed pretty much just anyone I could that was in my address book. I just kind of wrote out a little update of what was going on with me and people I hadn't even talked to in a while. I was just really desperate for prayer. And I mean, nothing like this had ever happened to me, you know. So I didn't know what that meant. And I just wanted support and people to really like seeking the Lord for me. So, and that just kind of snowballed into that. I just felt like this rally of support the whole first 3 months of that first diagnosis. And it was amazing. Like some people like I hadn't heard from in forever reached out and were just so kind. But then I do think that some of the pitfalls, and a lot of cancer patients talk about this, is that you get people that like kind of come in hot and they'll do like one really nice thing and then they like zip on out and you never hear from them again. And so with that, I think, I mean, I'll try to be like succinct, but because I could talk about it forever, but it really made me think of just how I loved on the mission field. And how, and nothing against short-term missions. I think short-term missions are amazing, you know, when used correctly, and they're a great tool in furthering the gospel. But I know, like, in some of the short-term work that I'd done, you know, I would, like, get shuttled into this, like, third world country and, like, love on these kids for a week, you know, who didn't even have parents. And then when I'm getting ready to leave, I'm, like, peeling an 8-year-old off of me who's, like, screaming and crying. And, like, you know, it's hard to, like, go back, you know, disrupt your life and find enough money to keep, to go back all the time. So, and I just kind of felt like, wow, like I've done that myself, you know, where I've gone in and done something big and then like I zip right back out. And like, that's just not how I want to love like long-term. So like, I'd say like in my first diagnosis, that was really more the tangible impact for me, is that it really helped me understand, like, what is compassion? What does compassion mean in the New Testament? Like, the Greek word for compassion in the New Testament means to suffer with. And so how am I suffering with my brothers and sisters in the faith, like, or people in general? Like, I really just wanted to love better and love well this side of heaven while I still have time. So now is a time where I can do that. And that's probably going to look like some hard investment. There's going to be like a lot of iron sharpens iron. There's going to be challenges to investing in loving people well in the way that God calls us to love. And that's not always like zipping in and then zipping out, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we all, because, and I think from the other side of that too, and I've been obviously on that side, you sometimes it's from that person's perspective, they just don't know what to do anymore. And I think particularly those people, which I tend to be a little bit, if you're empathetic, it's sometimes you feel that pain so intensely of somebody else. And so you're a little bit at a loss, I think. And so I think from your perspective, you probably did have that core group of people, and some were most likely people who had cancer themselves, but there were probably other people maybe that you didn't even expect that are still with you now that you didn't expect that.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, having cancer is such a raw place to be, you know, like you are trying to like mentally like wrap your head around this huge life-changing event. And I will say like after 3 months, like, and again, like I was a young person, like, so it's like a lot of young people aren't used to having friends that have cancer. So, a lot of people like don't understand like, oh, why are you still dealing with cancer? You know, you already had surgery, it's already removed. And it was like, it's not that simple.
Yeah,
so, but like some older people like totally get it. They're like, oh wow, this is a long haul situation, you know? So I do think like there's like an age component to it, but I will say like, you know, like certainly there's some people that were, had just weathered all of it with me. And it's just, I mean, people who've kind of seen me in those like walks of life are just so near and dear to my heart. And just understand like what I've been through and how hard it is and how raw it is. And just like, you feel so helpless and, you feel so needy, you know, and that's like, needy is such an uncomfortable feeling for so many people. So, like, no one wants to feel needy, you know? So that's, like, it was just kind of a tough part in that way. And the second and third diagnosis, I struggled with my faith in different ways. But the first one was just, like, it was kind of like, all right, we're getting your feet wet, and then we're just going to start throwing bombs at you.
I was wondering if, you know, and I'm reminded, are you familiar with the movie Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that scene with Lieutenant Dan's up on the mast and he's screaming basically at God. And, you know, it was in the middle of a hurricane. He's like, is this all you got? He's like taunting him. I mean, did you have that moment or moments where you're like, you know, second or third diagnosis. I mean, what's going on here? I've done everything by the book. When I mean, did you have those kind of falling out or those fist fights with God somewhere along the line?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it was like more in the second diagnosis because that one was much more serious and we didn't know if I was going to respond to therapy in the second one. And even the third one was even more serious than that. So I think it's more just kind of like, you know, why would you have me go through this so many times, God? You know, and like you shake your fist at God and like, why does it feel like nothing's consistent? Like, I don't understand. And it's just so scary, you know? Like, I mean, the third time when I had the brain tumor, melanoma tumor in my brain, you know, my doctor said, he was just like, yeah, he's like, yeah, you might die. That's a very real possibility. And people with the genetic makeup of the tumor I have don't live very long. So, I mean, maybe like 6 to 12 months. And so, you know, I mean, I was dealing with 30-year-old questions like, am I going to outlive the shampoo in my shampoo bottle? You know, and like, that's just terrifying. And so just Lord, like, why? Like, what is going on? You know, and what do you want with my life? Like, how is this glorifying you, God? You know, and just like a gazillion questions like that. And I think it's just, you have to kind of rest in the not knowing, which is so uncomfortable for a lot of people. And you just kind of have to rest in what does achievement, like I'm an achiever. So like, what does achievement look like for God? You know, it's just really just trusting him and resting in him. And sometimes that's just that in and of itself is so uncomfortable because in our society, we want to like fix it. We want to do something about it and change it. And that's just not always what God has like called us to do. I mean, he created us to literally be asleep one third of our lives. So so that means like, that's clearly like a big deal to him. So sometimes just like resting in him is the best way we can give him glory with our lives.
And like Lieutenant Dan, did you have a moment of, you know, sort of where you had that wrestling match or did you have some peace afterwards? I assume you did. I mean, you look, you know, you're generally a peaceful person.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it's a daily struggle or walk, I guess, like to just constantly look at it. I mean, now that I feel like I'm on the other side of it, it's more like looking back and what I'm trying not to fall into now is like, what would my life have looked like had I never had cancer? You know, how would my life be different? You know, would I be like a vice president of a company or like, I don't know, like what that might look like. So it's hard not to like fall into that trap of like those questions, but really just.
Yeah, what if?
Yeah, because it's definitely not a path like I chose for myself. just have to trust. Like one movie I'll tell you is Soul Surfer.
What's the name of it?
Soul Surfer.
I'll have to look that up.
So it's a movie about Bethany Hamilton and she loses her arm in a shark attack. But anyways, at the end she basically says, "I've been able to love even more people, like having had this happen, than I would if I had both arms." Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how I felt, where it's like I've been able to do more with my life with these challenges versus had I never had them, I guess. So so for that, I'm grateful, and I just want more hope for more patients that are out there that had been struggling just like me.
Well, you are, as I said, a phenomenal inspiration for people. And when we get into our last segment, I want to get into a little bit more because you have a race coming up and you've been raising money for research and you've been a patient's advocate. So I want to hear a little bit more of that, you know, in terms of because you are literally turning your situation into grace and love for other people in ways that are amazing. Can you give out your Twitter handle again?
Sure. It's at Christina with a K. Christina Baum, all together. So at Christina Baum, that's my Twitter handle. And then Instagram, my DMs are open at KBaumRuns.
Run, Forrest, run, right?
Yeah, exactly.
and to get a hold of me, it's my website is CraigERichardson.com. And when we get back, we'll spend our last segment with Christina. Thank you.
Thank you.
truth is funny, Shift Happens, with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth Is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Welcome back to Mind to Heart with your guest host today, Craig Richardson. I'm filling in, as you know, for Dr. Pat and her show, and I'm really delighted to have with me today Christina Baum, who was telling us through her experiences with three times with cancer. And Christina, before the break, you were talking about some of the things you were doing, starting to do or had done, you know, through your outreach, that your way basically of giving back. Can you talk a little about patients' advocacy was one, and then all of a sudden also what you're doing with that the FDA non-approved drugs?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically right now I've kind of parlayed a lot of my athletic goals. So during or after my second diagnosis, I felt so weak that I just knew I never wanted to feel like that again. I really wanted to feel strong, and and I really got on board with just having, like, women and certainly men, too, just, like, feel strong and feel good, feel capable. I mean, I couldn't even, like, lift my arms to, like, wash my hair over my head because the drugs had, like, taken so much from me. So I just started off small, you know. I started off with just, like, trying to do one little, like, modified push-up and then, like, walk a mile. And then, like, I would start on weekends turning that into more and more, and it just slowly builds from there. But it always, you just have to start with one step, right? So and one step can turn into two, and two turns into four, and it just grows. And so for me, I committed to doing my first triathlon, which was the hardest, one of the hardest things I've ever trained for. So I'm not a competitive swimmer at all. I thought, I was like, well, how hard can it be? I mean, Michael Phelps makes it look so easy, right? So, I mean, you know, how hard is that? So it's actually really hard. So I swam my first 25 yards and I thought I was going to die. So like getting the breathing down and all that. But anyways, like, I did it. And so I just thought, well, you know, I could probably do this again. And running is more my passion. But I still enjoyed all of them. So I just kind of kept training. And so 2018, I just made a commitment to myself. I was just like, look, you know, I'm going to run as many half marathons as I can. And so I ended up doing 7 total. And so I moved back to D.C. during that time. And then I did my first marathon. I did the Marine Corps Marathon in October, which was so great. I had wanted to do that. And training was fantastic. I had the best time. I mean, it was hard, but I loved it. So I just kind of kept on going from there. So now I've run about 3 marathons and an ultra. I did my first 50K this past fall. And so now I'm training for Chicago. But my main message that I just want people to know, I mean, specifically cancer patients, is that, you know, you can do hard things. And the best way that we beat cancer is by how we live our lives. You know, once you let cancer start beating you at your quality of life, that's when it starts to win. So when I was on treatment, I mean, even like radiation, you know, and like a couple years ago, there were some days where all I could do is get out of bed and get myself dressed. And if that's all I could do, that's okay. That was, to me, that was a workout that day. Wow. And then maybe the next day we'll see what my body could give me. Maybe the next day I could get up and I can do, you know, maybe 5 squats, air squats, no weights, just that's it. And if that's what my body will give me, then great, that's better than 0. So, and it was just, that's how I had to live my life for a long time, you know, and it really is just listening to your body and what your body will give you, but you need to be able to, like, push yourself a little too, not to the point of, like, complete exhaustion or pain, but I think you just have to be smart, and really just build strength where you can in terms of what your body will allow you to do. So that's how I had to manage it. And some races were easier than others. Like some days it felt like I had like a windsock behind me. Like that's how hard it was to run. My time dramatically dropped. and that's just, it was awful, but it's just something I had to deal with. That's just part of it. So, I feel like I'm still trying to recover my speed a little bit still even, but I'm just thankful that I have the ability to get out there and run and to do what I love, even if it is just to stress relief, and I'm probably, you know, never going to be like an Olympic time qualifier or anything like that.
You're already a champion that you're getting out there and doing all that, and you know, there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, and when is Chicago? When is the actual race?
So Chicago is October 10th this year.
October 10th.
Yep.
And I know if they get a hold of you, they can, if you could get that Twitter out again, they could, there's a link that you can, because you're raising money for that as part
That's
of your.
That's correct, yes. Yep. So I'm raising money for Jack's fund. Jack Marston is a man who was in his 40s. He died of melanoma. So now his wife, Sharon, runs Jack Marston Fund. So the whole fund's purpose is to raise money for melanoma research. They're based in the Chicago area. And so they're my official charity partner for the Chicago Marathon this year.
Great. And how many are on his team? Don't they have, like, teams and all? Or?
Yes. So I think we're 20, maybe.
Oh, that's
so neat. Somewhere around there. But I think there's still bibs available. So if you're signing up for Chicago, definitely consider running for Jack's fund. It's a fantastic group. It comes with a coach. We do weekly meetings. It's been an amazing community of folks who just care about fighting melanoma and who also care about running, so which are two of my favorite things. So,
And I got to ask you, so where are you? And so you've been diagnosed 3 times. So where are you now in with the cancer?
Yeah, so I'm doing really good right now. So I am, as what they call NED, or no evidence of disease. So as of right now, there's, as we know it, there's no cancer in my body. Praise God. then I get monitored every 3 months. So I get brain MRIs every 3 months, and I get CTs every 3 months. And then I have derm checks along the way. So I have a CT next on the 31st. So whatever day, I think that's a couple weeks. So I'm doing good with that. And I actually signed up to get my COVID vaccine today.
I was going to ask you, because obviously you probably had to stay out of a lot of that stuff, I guess, because of the being cancer survivor.
So it's actually been really challenging for me to get a vaccine. Even being in a prior zip code and with my history, so DC's made it a little tougher, but fortunately Hopkins contacted me this morning, and I have now been scheduled for my first dose of vaccine, so I'm excited, and one less thing hopefully I have to worry about.
Yeah, are these 3 months checkups still fairly, I mean, they must be a little bit heart and throat kind of thing, right, every time you go, because it must be still...
Yeah, the CTs I feel like are a little easier to deal with now. The brain MRIs are much harder because, brain metastases is much more serious. So when melanoma reaches your brain, it's really hard to get it to go away permanently. So it's definitely always going to be in the back of my mind. I'm always afraid if it's going to return or come back. I mean, every little like headache or symptom, it's hard not to let that thought enter your head that this could be something more serious. My doctor has been fantastic, so he's just encouraged me that, hey, look, give yourself some grace. Like, this is just probably how it's going to be the rest of your life. You're just going to have this fear that's just sitting there. So I try not to let it consume me. Certainly exercise and running helps a lot. But I mean, all I have is today, and the best I can give today is what God has given me. So,
well, that's a wonderful attitude, I think, to live by. And we only have about a minute or so left. I think what impresses me so much is that you've taken this, holistically. You've taken a mind, body, and soul, which I really think is the only way that, that you can take something as traumatic as this. And in doing so, you've now been a sort of beacon or light for others. Can you leave our listeners with any last minute thoughts, and then again, how to get a hold of you and find this race site?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, if you exercise or if you don't exercise, get out and do it. I mean, I remember just thinking, man, I wish I could just get out and go for a walk just because I can. So I think so many people take their physical ability for granted these days. I mean, God gave us the ability to walk and run and do physical activity. It really is a celebration of the life God has given us and the ability that he's given us. So I think just embrace it. And I mean, just do it. It's just one of the best ways we can beat cancer every single day, for your friends and for yourself. Just get out there and do it and celebrate who he's made you to be. And if you want to reach me and continue the conversation at all, you can reach me on Instagram at KBombRuns or on Twitter at ChristinaBomb.
Well, Christina, I really appreciate it. You're a hero. What you've been through, as I said, an inspiration, and really I hope people that listen today will contact you, because it's what you've done in terms of turning that adversity is really remarkable, and I really thank you for appearing here with me today. And also I want to thank Dr. Pat for allowing me to fill in for her, and we look forward to having her return quickly. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It was a treat.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for Around the Sound. We'll thank folks so far. No major blocking or accidents to report at the moment. Actually, I apologize. One popping in here. State Road 161 northbound at 19th Way South around Mile Post 35. A recent collision partially blocking the right hand of the lane. Medical aid, fire assistance, and state patrol have arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that collision. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and it's the Mary Jane Mack Show.
because it's all about the Accelerated Performance System. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Tom Roberts. New footage of the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol is being released by the FBI. Investigators are still trying to track down suspects, as NBC's Kendallanian reports.
The FBI's tip line, 1-800-CALL-FBI. And they also would like people to go on the FBI's website and scroll through those 250 photos to see if they know any of these folks.
The video show rioters attacking officers with fists, clubs, unknown chemicals, and a device that resembles a stun gun. The FBI has arrested more than 300 people for participating in the riot so far. President Biden is ordering that all U.S. flags be flown at half-staff following the deadly shootings in Atlanta. The president and Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Atlanta tomorrow and will meet with Asian American community leaders after Tuesday's violence where 8 people, including 6 Asian American women, were killed. Javier Becerra will be running HHS.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The nomination is confirmed.
California's attorney general and a former congressman will be sworn in as health secretary. Some Republicans questioned Becerra's qualifications to oversee federal health policy and called him too liberal. Democrats noted his experience as a strong advocate for reforms in national health care policy. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is again hammering the Biden administration over the surge at the southern border.
The United States now has an unprecedented 13,000 migrant children in custody. At least one migrant facility hit 729% capacity.
The California Republican says the ongoing surge is out of control and is clearly a crisis. A cybersecurity firm says there's a new hacking campaign designed to take advantage of those who are stressed about filing their taxes. Boston-based CyberReason says the campaign uses phishing emails to claim to contain tax documents but actually unleash malware. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
Join Mystic Radio for Past Lives, People, and Pets every Wednesday at noon. You can call into Mystic Radio for a past life reading or a spiritual healing for you and your pets. Host Robin Alexis is an exceptionally talented intuitive who's identified hundreds of people's past lives. Co-host Nels Rasmussen is a renowned spiritual energy balancer who's adept at remote healing for you and your pets. Set your alarm for Wednesdays at noon so you never forget to listen and call in to Mystic Radio.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at your alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see mostly cloudy skies with rain arriving later on this afternoon. High temperatures around 55, 56 degrees. Tonight, the clouds and rain will hang around. Low temperatures dropping down to about 40 degrees. For Friday and running up into the weekend, more clouds and a 50% chance of showers. High temperatures hovering in the low 50s and low temperatures in the low 40s.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Basile and Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with Mary Jane. We are in her office, and we have Benny in the studio. Hey, Benny.
Hi, ladies. Welcome back for another show, and happy spring and post St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, thank you. Happy spring to you.
Thanks.
Did you go out like tear it up on St. Patty's Day yesterday?
Yeah, no, because you know I have to work here tomorrow, which is today. So I rolled in. I mean,
so you're gonna just save that for Friday then?
Maybe we'll see. The weekend's got some stuff in store for us, so yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. So, for those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAP system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is a muscle test the body, finds out where your nutritional deficiencies are, recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets in your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body into balance. So when your body's in balance, then everything else is in balance. Your brain's in balance, your body's, everybody's happy, 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 happy. Although you don't have, it's true, don't you think? I think it's true. If your body's in balance, then everybody's happy. There's
exactly.
No issues. So you don't have to live in the state of Washington to be a client, as Mary Jane has clients all over the United States. We even have a couple in Spain and the UK. And so we do all those calls by Zoom. We're not seeing anybody in the office, but she's doing phone consultations and Zoom calls, which have been working out rather well. So with that, our show topic today is step into the spotlight of your life. And Mary Jane will be taking your call, so if you have a question for her, I say utilize your time and get your questions answered. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And with that, we're going to step into the spotlight of Mary Jane. Hello, Mama.
Hello. Hello, everybody. It's great to be back. And Nancy and I were talking about what's the topic going to be, and you know, it's like
we talk about the topic every.
Well, yeah. Of course, you know, we've got ideas for all the different shows, but it's always about what is the most important for today's show. And so when we talk about step into the spotlight of your life, it's are you doing what you want to be doing? Or are you even looking at what you want to do? Do you have an idea? When I talk to people, there are so many that want to do something different, but they have no idea what that is. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about my story. My background is I worked in labor and delivery. That was my first specialty. And then I transferred to a surgical recovery room and worked there for almost 10 years. And then some critical care in there.
That was probably a good job because they're unconscious.
I loved labor and delivery, but when I moved from Chicago to Seattle, when you work in labor and delivery, people stay in that department forever. So when I was in Chicago, I worked days. When I came out here, I could only get a job working nights. So I worked nights for about 8 years, and then finally I just couldn't handle it anymore. And that's when I transferred to an opening came up in recovery rooms. Totally the opposite of labor and delivery. And I went down there and applied, and I got the job, and it was perfect. I worked days, had weekends off, and yeah, nobody really talked. So, but it was a great experience. However, during that time, what I realized is people didn't get well. It was people coming back, same thing, serious illnesses, their bodies totally not being able to recover. And I just felt there had to be something better. There was something different for me to do. So from that, I start looking at other opportunities, and I had no idea what they were. So for a short time, I actually owned a diet center. And the diet center was, that's how I learned a lot about nutrition. It was my first exposure to a different type of business, how to run a business. And I did that for several years. And then from that, again, I knew that was not what I wanted to be doing long term, but I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I had a friend who was, he was an educator and a business person, and he offered to help me to sort things out about what is it that you like to do, like be independent, work for myself, enjoy what I did.
Your horses.
Passion, yeah. I had horses at the time were really important to me. And at one time, my main thing was I wanted to do something that could support my horses for me. And so that's why that was an important part of what I wanted to do. So through my horses, I got into learning about alternative therapies. I went to clinics that had chiropractors. And before that time, I'm a member of the Master Circle, which is mainly a chiropractic group. And now I'm been invited into the Winner's Circle, and I'm the only non-chiropractic member in that group.
So what is the Master Circle? I think, well, for those who don't know, what is the Master Circle?
The Master Circle is a practice management group to help you to be the best you can be in serving others. And the Winner's Circle is a personal development group. It's a much smaller group. And it's invitation only, And what it is to develop your, you know, you have this potential, and it's to help bring out that potential of the greatness in you. How can you even be serve? And it's all about serving others and being the best you could be. So what I was saying, I was just at a Winter Circle weekend this past weekend. But the thing is, when I met my first chiropractor when through my horses. The chiropractor worked on my horses. And, you know, being raised in Chicago, I listened to, at the Winter Circle. We went around and everybody talked about their story. And most of them had relatives that were chiropractors. They had long history of chiropractors in their family. And I never even knew of a chiropractor until I had the chiropractor for my horse. I heard the word before, but they were like, no, they, in the medical world, chiropractors were not part of that. So through the chiropractor, he actually did muscle testing, and he used nutrition. And I used that nutrition on my horse, who was not doing well. And then in 3 months, my horse was dramatically better. And then after my horse was well, I went to someone who did this technique for myself and had improvement. And then I learned about the doctor who was teaching the technique, and he did a seminar in Portland, Oregon. So I went down there, and I remember sitting in the third row from the back and hearing this doctor, he was a chiropractor, speak. And after that day, I never heard anything that made so much sense to me before. And I knew instantly at that time that's what I was going to do. So, and then when I went home and told my family, they thought I was all crazy.
Crazy.
Because I was passionate. I got all the videos, the seminars. I traveled every weekend to a different seminar. It was my passion. So I knew it was great. So in 92, I started doing the technique. 95, I was teaching the technique, and that's when in 2000 I start developing the gift that I have today. So everybody has a story. Everything takes you, every experience, every lesson takes you to who you are today. And that's why your story is so important, to look at your story and where you're at. And it doesn't mean you have to know where you're going, but you have to know, what does it feel like? What would it be like if I had the job or the career that filled me with joy, happiness, I could serve others, I make a difference, all those things that make you describe who you are. And if you can't come up with those words, then you look them up, you make them up. You look them up, and what is you look up the person that you admire the most, and look at the attributes that they have, and then you copy it. And that's what successful people do all the time. They look for mentors or people in their lives who are successful, and then that's what they want. So that's what you start to
emulate. And you start surrounding yourself with people who are supportive and lift you up instead of bring you down, or, you know, say, I don't think that's possible. Can you really do that? That doesn't sound like it's going to happen. So you want to just keep people around you who, like I said, build you up, support you, keep you motivated, and keep you on the right path. Every once in a while, though, you will stray off that path, but it's about getting back on, about having your coach. Lucky for me, sometimes people always say, oh my God, you must be so lucky that Mary Jane's your mom. It's a blessing and a curse at the same time. So I'd say 98% of the time it's fabulous, and then there's that 2% where I'll go out and buy something, and she'll say, I'm going to only support it to you. That's it too, which is bad.
Or we're out to eat.
We're out to eat. She's always score, I'll ask, which is the biggest mistake ever. So what should I have? Should I have, you know.
I'd say, what does it score?
Yeah, what does it score? Because she scores everything. And then, so there's times when you just need to go for it, not score anything. So sometimes that's what I do, but she scores everything. But I have my coach. I have my supporter, and I'm very lucky to have that. And I've grown up in a extremely positive environment, and there are no pity parties at the MAC. It's kind of like, yeah, well, things aren't going good for you now. Well, suck it up, girlfriend, and let's go. So,
well, and it's for me, when I found my passion, there was no strain. There was full speed ahead. There was changes in what I was doing and how I was doing it, but the whole idea of it, it was like...
She was like a freight train. She was on the track and off she went.
Yeah.
All right. With that, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendar. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time slot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and Spirit Walker Nicole, 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharge phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Take the power of essential oil healing to the next level with the Essential Light Insight Deck, containing 61 oracle cards. Each card holds a painting and message that captures the spirit of an essential oil. By drawing a card, you'll illuminate the spiritual healing capacity of plants and transform your day. For more information about the Essential Light Insight Deck and Gen Ripa, visit Thriveology.com.
On Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. We got Benny in the studio. Mary Jane sitting next to me. We are in our office in Issaquah, Washington. If you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I want to give a few shout outs and say hi to Glennis in Maine, Susie in Seattle, Kathy in Chicago, and my dad probably sitting in the driveway. Listening to the radio. So thank you everybody for listening and any other clients. Oh, Shelly, can't forget Shelly. So hope everyone's having a great day. We are talking about stepping into the spotlight of your life. Mary Jane just told her story, and I have to say, when she came home, she started muscle testing everything. I mean, it's like, we had candy bars. We had things out of the pantry. We had shoes. We had clothes. And I think my sister, my dad, and I, we all got together and we said, we need to get Mom a hobby because she's losing it. We really thought she was going a little bit too loony for the rest of the family. But then eventually we all kind of fell in. We all started taking nutrition, and here we are today.
It was the beginning.
It was the beginning.
So when you do find that passion, it's like it took me a while, but when it comes, it's like magic. God will put you in that space, right space, and fill your spirit, and you'll know. And there'll be might be other things, like for me, that led to that. And you have different experiences, but it's not giving up and not settling for where you're at when you know there's more. And so that's, and again, because of my horses, that I always felt that that's why where I am today, because my horses.
Well, it is true.
Yeah.
Because the horses were the most important thing.
So when you're looking for that passion, what matters is, you have to look for people that you admire again in your life, and it could be a motivational speaker. Like for me, one was Wayne Dyer. He's another one. I got his CDs and listen to all the time. It's whoever it is that raises you up. It's like having that coach, somebody talking to you and telling you the good in you and what's good about you in order to get rid of some of that negative thinking. And we're big on the brain tap in our office. We love the brain tap and Patrick Porter, who it's like deep meditative.
Self-guided meditation to help change your patterns.
Your brain.
I mean, you think about it, we're all conditioned from a young age. We're born with our parents' nutritional deficiencies, but then we're born with the possibilities of being open. There are no restrictions on us. Nobody says, oh, you can't do that or you might get hurt. Or, I mean, you don't have any fear when you're little. All those things are instilled upon us from parents, friends, you know, different experiences that we have. And then they get locked into that brain, and then you just get on that hamster wheel and it just keeps spinning and spinning, and how do you get off? I mean, you can get off for a little while, but then you end up back on again. So Dr. Porter has a huge following, and the brain tap is a phenomenal tool to get you changed.
Yeah, it's your tool. It's a headset, and it has these, you download the software, and it has all these different programs that you could choose from. The beauty part of that is you have this at your side or whenever you want it and can use it often, and it's easy to use. And at the same time, it's actually changing your brain pattern. Very scientific how it works. I've talked about it before. Look up brain tap and you'll see for yourself. It's amazing. It's not a gadget. It's not something simple. It's life-changing.
It's life-changing, but I have to say, it is simple to use, it's simple to operate, and if you can't find 20 minutes out of your day to do something for yourself, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
Because if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to take care of your family? How are you going to do your job right? How are you going to take care of your pet? You're not. You find yourself just going. You need to recharge.
Well,
so.
And it's what I find is that people, again, it's people going through the same pattern all the time. How do I get this gallbladder issue? How do I get this same stomach issue?
How come I can't lose weight?
Yeah, so because you're stuck in that emotional pattern, and that's where you put your emotions in whatever organ it is, and then you keep doing the same thing over and over. And I say, how's it working for you? That's the brain tap is a tool to help you change that. Yes, you can have in addition to that, when you're in the car, you could listen to motivational people. You can listen to positive thinking. What changes your negative thinking? And just keep hearing the positive and the good instead of reprogram your what you can't do and what's not working.
It's fun in the car. If you don't want to listen to
your motivational speaker. Hey, there's nothing like a great song on the radio that
good
puts
music.
A little, you know, giddy up in your step, and you start bebopping on the way to work. I'm sure several people, especially the ones behind me, are probably going, what in the name? What is that girl doing in front of her car? So I'm always got my head going and my shoulders going.
There's nothing like good music. Absolutely.
No, I think it just puts you in a better spot. Even if you're in a bad mood and feeling low, find something that's upbeat and get your groove on.
Well, think about it. If somebody is negative, and you could see this, when you see people that are just so bummed out, so depressed, they're like this. And they have no energy about them. And you can even see and feel that. There's just nothing. So unless you have something to help you open up that energy and expand it, then you're stuck. And that's what we do with nutrition. We start with nutrition. And when you come in, I can recommend whatever it is your body needs to raise that vibration to allow the good energy to come in and you to expand your energy to expect that energy, positive things to happen in your life.
Oh, yeah. And some people can be so low and just, I don't know, maybe they enjoy being stuck there because little tiny suggestions they want nothing to do with. So some people just want to wallow in that, you know, sad state. But
well,
You have to take a step. You have to do something.
Yeah. You have to know that you can. But again, sometimes people are so low, their vibration is so low, they don't know how to get out of it. And that's where we start, with nutrition. Now raise that vibration. Nutrition raises the vibration. Music, different positive speakers, friends. When you have things in your life, but if you're already stuck in that and can't get out of it, then your mind is, when I see people, their brain is a two and they're just can't think, that's when we can raise them up pretty quickly with nutrition, and then they could start expanding and bringing in the energy. We see that all the time, don't we, Nancy?
No, you see it all the time.
Yeah.
There's lots of good brain food out there, brain food nutrition to get you a little kick, a little pep in your step.
Well, and it's about getting so that you can believe that you can synchronize your mind and start focusing on what you want. And after, sometimes it takes several weeks, it takes 6 to 8 weeks, it depends. But when they get there, it's like, oh, I never could think about what I wanted to do. And now, so then I give them homework. Write down what you want. What does that feel like? Just like we talked about at the beginning of the show. And then that gives them a start of the possibility of what they can have.
The more you can go, what you want. I mean, there's a lot of people who don't know what they want.
Well, most people don't.
Sometimes have no clue as to what I want. Although I got very lucky, they didn't ask me to come back to work for, which is not work. It's just fun. I love our clients. I love being able to help people and support them and hopefully give them some kind of encouragement to make their day just a little bit.
Well, that front office is full of energy. I can tell you that. Full of energy. Lots of laughter. The clients love to talk to Nancy. I mean, they have this, they know about the puppies, about other things, and Nancy helps guide them to use the program properly. So lots of good magic happens in that front office.
Yeah.
And life is full of infinite possibilities. I mean, anything is possible, and you have to, when you believe that, you don't have to believe it, but when you believe that, then you can have those possibilities come to you.
Well, I think in one of the meditations I'm ready to have, you have to see it, you have to believe it, and then the hardest part is you have to accept it. So I'll leave you with that thought. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Radio Max Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
to Heart with me, Craig Richardson. Car is a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Are you feeling the complexity of life? Do you feel that urge to step into something greater? Tune in to Nailed It Radio. Find your simplicity within your complexity with me, life coach Carrie Nail. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover what it means to use your full power to be the best version of yourself. Imagine stepping into the energy of saying yes to yourself and knowing you nailed it. For more information about me, visit CarrieNail.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia, and I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mock Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane. We got Benny in the studio. Grateful for everybody at Transformation Talk Radio, making things happen behind the scenes. So thank you, Jacob, Olivia, Jessica, of course, Dr. Pat and Linda. We love you. Okay, stepping into the spotlight of our life, Mary Jane.
Well, the thing about life, it's full of principles and lessons. And the big thing is the lessons. And this is all the lessons that you go through with your story is what takes you to where you are. So when you pay attention to those lessons and know that you want to make sure you pass them or you work through them, because if you don't, you're going to get that lesson repeated over and over and over. Did you ever meet anybody that's been in a car accident like 5-6 times within a couple of years? They're all little fender benders, but they think that the universe is against them. Well, the universe is trying to push them into doing something different, and they're just thinking it's about the car accident.
It's bigger than that.
It's much bigger than that.
Like, what's the lesson? What's the lesson? Is it to slow down? Is it to not go where you're going? I don't know.
Well, and sometimes those people are always talking about what's wrong, or they attract the wrong people in their lives, the wrong relationships over and over again.
And they don't
think about why. You know, they think it's just that's the way it is.
Well, a lot of people settle, and I don't think you should settle. Amani doesn't settle at all for anything. And we're doing a remodel, and our contractor's like, Nancy, I can't get that. I can't get that countertop. It's going to be a delay. It's on backward. I said, well, guess what? We're just going to have to put construction on hold, because that's the countertop I want, and I'm not going to settle, and I'm going to get what I want. And I waited, and it's stunning. So it's about standing in your power and making sure you're able to get
what you want. And here's an example. This is Guy Reichman, who is a very visionary person in chiropractic. He's been around for years. He was a guest speaker last week at the seminar, and he's just phenomenal to hear his story, and all that got him to where he is today. So something he talked about is think about you're playing baseball, or even visualize somebody playing baseball. When you're on first base, you hit a run, and now you're on first base. So now you're there, you got your toe on the base, and your body's forward. You're waiting for that opportunity to go to second base. So if you're there and you get the opportunity, but you don't go, then you're still stuck on second base. So the universe, so now you're being pushed, but you're not moving. So then when you finally move, maybe when you go to second base, it's not there anymore. It's gone somewhere. And you're wondering what happened. Well, you missed your opportunity, and now that is no longer in your vision. So it's about recognizing what's there in front of you and going for it. Sometimes those things, your goals will change, but be open to that. Because when things change, it's usually something for the better. So I thought that was a fun example of people being stuck and how they get afraid to move, and it can change your life. And
yeah,
just put things off.
Yeah, it can be life-changing. Second base would never be gone, Mary. It would just be moved to a different spot.
Yes.
Not a baseball fan. Yeah, so it's moved to a different area. So jump on those opportunities. I mean, what's the worst thing? This is something I always say. What's the worst thing that can happen?
If you try. Yeah.
You're not going to die, and that would be the absolute worst thing that could happen. So why not take a chance, take a risk, see what happens? You never know.
Well, and
I just got chills.
Yeah, and if you don't, the universe is going to
it's going to push you.
If the universe is trying to help you, and you're not going for it, that's when the car accidents happen. When things go wrong.
You start getting these little digs, these little pushes, and then they become louder and louder and louder, and so you start paying attention. And then the question is if you are one of those people who's doing the car accident thing, you just have to take a deep breath and say, what is the lesson? You may not know, but ask. I need help. What is the lesson? What am I not seeing? What am I not getting? And what do I not want to hear? Maybe that's what it is. You don't want to hear it, so you need to take a step back and be open to listen.
Especially if you're tripping, you're falling, like you fall and you fall a couple of times, then pretty soon you break a bone. Well, what is it that you haven't, you've been warned, but you're not getting it, so the universe just kind of sits you down. So you really have to think about it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, we have a client I love to death. I love her to death. Poor thing. Broke her ankle. Actually shattered it. Beyond shattered. Pins, screws, put back together. And so now this poor person was forced to stay in bed for 2 months. But the lesson for her was to slow down, and the lesson for everyone around her was how much this person does for everybody else. I mean, she's more concerned about everybody else than herself. And so I think it was a lesson that I want to just say Susie got to just chill and take a step, even though it drove her crazy. But it also is a lesson for everyone else to have gratitude and appreciation for having that special person in their life. So.
And if you have negative thoughts,
doesn't? We all have them.
But if you don't get out of that, then that's when you have all those negative thoughts. Think about, put yourself in that situation. What happens when it happens? You just draw more things that are more negative people around you. So the more positive thoughts you have, the thing is, we all get it, but you don't want to stay there. You want to catch yourself so you can change it. And the more positive thoughts you have, the more positive people you have, or the more you influence other people. That is another part of the universe for you to share your story. And through your story, you never know how many people you will help or hear something about you that can change something in them or the direction. And everybody has a story.
Everybody has a story. And I have to say, when you're down, when you're low, you know, at the bottom of the barrel, sometimes what I find to get you out of that is to try and do something nice for someone else. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Holding a door, especially these days. Everybody's afraid to, like, get too close or even talk anymore. Hold the door open. Buy some coffee. Send somebody some flowers who you've been thinking about. Do something nice for someone else, and that will be
When we were in Miami for this winter circle meeting, and one morning, what we did was we went to bag and hand out food to people who had food vouchers for food who weren't working. So we got there early, we lined up, and it was like this assembly line, what we put the food in, all the bags, was all organic, beautiful food. And so we all lined up, and then the cars came in with the trunks open, stopped at each station, and there were 25 of us. And as they served the food, people said, have a good day. Got them excited. I mean, made them feel good. Because a lot of these people are people that are just out of work. They had good jobs and now they don't, and they need help feeding their family. And they were so grateful and so positive themselves, their energy, that it just made you feel so good to be a part of that and be able to do it.
So yeah, it could be as simple as volunteering some of your time. I mean, I think we all need to help each other out in this crazy world that we're living in. I think we all were kinder with each other, more compassionate, more understanding, not so judgmental, angry. There's so many angry people. I mean, everybody's entitled to their opinion, and I don't think somebody should be made to feel bad or guilty about choices that they believe in. I think we just need to start being more respectful of each other and kind.
And bring some joy to this
to this sad world.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people can't see you smile. You've got to have that energy about you with wearing masks all the time. But when you have energy, the energy just overflows.
Well, I go to the post office every day. So I gotta, you know, drop off everybody's packages. So, you know, one thing for me at the post office, I always walk in. If somebody's like walking, I always hold the door, even though I've got a huge box. I always tell everybody to have a great day. Some people are soft. Some people just kind of look at you like, what? So it's just about being kind to each other, kind to strangers, compassionate, and understanding. All right, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to Mary J. Maxwell and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
right.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit SarahKRamsey.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
When love has grown in southern ground and a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host Nancy. I'm here with my mom, Mary Jane. We got Benny in the studio. We got Jacob behind the scenes doing his little magic, making us look as good as possible. Thank you, Jacob. Okay, so we are talking about stepping into the spotlight of your life, but I just have to say this. So we were talking about finding your joy, finding your passion, and what makes you happy. Okay, so at the office, I have my little squirrel buddies, and I have to say, they bring me so much joy and happiness. Mary Jane's like, stop feeding those squirrels. They just attract rats. Not rats. I said, but that's my joy. That's my happiness. Every time I go to, like, throw something away, open the back door, and they're just sitting there with their little hands. So now they get 5 nuts a day, but
they are very cute.
They are.
They've been around a long time.
But I mean, so it could be something as simple as throwing a couple of freaking nuts out and feed those little squirrels and just watch how intricate they are and how they sit with their cute little tails, and they're so appreciative. So again, simple things. Keep it simple, people. Find the joy.
Yep. So let's recap the show now.
Okay, yeah. So I got to say my few words.
So you can train your brain for anything you want. So if you train your brain for what you don't want, well, that's what you're going to get. And I say, how's it working for you? When things aren't going right, ask yourself, how's that going for you? And then look at what you need to change. another big thing is to have imagination. If you don't know what you want, you have to pretend and think about somebody that you really would like to be like or have the life they have. Put yourself in their place and then bring all that good in. The more you can imagine it, the more you can create it. Don't let goals, if you have goals, interfere with your journey. Be willing to change and adjust and adapt, and let the universe take you where you're really going. You can always start over, no matter what you do. You can be in business, work hard. People say, well, I've got all this in this business, but you're not happy. It doesn't hurt to start over. Most people who are successful have started over many, many times. So it's like me. I started over in recovery room. That was like starting over and then moving forward to a business. So I started over, and then there's all those little things in between that you start over with. So just look at the things that change and direct you and be okay with that. Be open to what you don't know. People, if you don't know, it's okay to not know, because that's how you learn. So be open to new ideas and opportunities. And that's what you are, Nancy.
What?
Open.
What? I'm open?
I'm always open. I'm always open to fun and new opportunities.
Your place of power is where you put your energy. So if you put your energy into, again, what you don't want and what's not working for you, that's what you're going to get. You put your energy into this space that you're not sure maybe what it is, but what does it feel like? You keep creating, what does that feel like? It makes me feel good. And always ask for abundance. There's nothing wrong with asking for abundance. And if you ask for little, too little, that's what you're going to get. So you don't want to do that. You want to ask for the universe to supply you with abundance, so there's no limit to it.
Yeah, you never want to put a limit on anything. Just be, like, it all goes back to being open and have that imagination to do crazy things. It's kind of like, if you won the lottery, what would you do? Think about that. What would you do if you had, you know,
no
$75 million?
Yeah. No limits.
No limits. What, you know, I've gone through that list a gazillion times in my head, and I have some really good ideas and things that would be great for humanity. And
that's a good exercise, because one of the exercises in a lot of groups and personal development is, if you had all the money in the world and you could do anything you wanted, there was no limits, what would that look like? Now, the first time I was asked that, I couldn't even think that far. And it was amazing when I thought about what I didn't know, and then the opportunity to learn how to fill that and make that bigger.
Or I think it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger each time you go back to doing that. But I have to say, the universe isn't going to hand you that infinite abundance if you're not going to use it wisely and for the good of yourself and those around you and even humanity. So you have to not be a greedy gus, but you have to try, you know, what would you do to try and make this world a better place?
And again, for some people that are in that place and have money, there's always big, big lessons that go along with that. Another important step to do is to let go of your history. I'm sure you've all heard of people who talk about their past.
It's a baggage. It's a baggage, yeah. Mary.
I mean, it's just like, come on now. That was like years ago, and how's that working for you? If you keep your history is what brought you to where you are today. So recognize it, be grateful for it, good and bad, and then know that you're in a different place now and leaving that behind but going into a better space.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't have baggage? Everybody's got baggage.
Yeah. And qualities that are really important to have when you're going through this is strength, flexibility to be able to change and do different things, endurance by not giving up, by knowing that it's full speed ahead, and ability to flourish, whether it's socially or emotionally. It's like to grow and expand and be who you're supposed to be, and resilience to be able to hang in there and not give up. And really what's important is integrity, to be the best you are and to believe in yourself and to expand that, taking care of others in the best way that you can. Being honest.
Oh, yeah. If you don't have integrity and morals, you have nothing. So you have to be a person of good integrity. Change is very hard for me, people, but I've been brain tapping on change being easy. So
my husband's the same way.
I hate change.
He's been listening, doing the brain tap, and it's amazing how
he, oh yeah, Papa's doing really good. So
yeah. So and always remember, the heart wants what the heart wants. So the heart takes you where you're supposed to be. Whether you've been in a marriage and then you got divorced, that was an experience that was part of your journey.
It was a lesson.
So it's okay. But the important part of that is to be able to let it go. When you hang on, you've had a divorce or a bad experience, somebody's had an affair, if being able to get work through that and put it behind you is the most important. It's when you hang on to those memories or that anger and bitterness, then you create disease and you go nowhere.
I'd like to say this. If somebody has an affair, you're in a relationship, somebody has an affair, let me just say this. It is not your fault. You did nothing wrong. It's not your fault that this other person strayed. You have no responsibility there. They made their decision and their choice. So you shouldn't feel bad. You might feel sad. But then at the end, you should feel grateful that it was brought to you. And now you have that opportunity to go to find a relationship that is meaningful, that is equal, that you get what you need from it instead of... Well, stay and we'll try and work it out. It's a hard thing.
It's to learn from the lesson and be able to move on. And whatever that takes, you know, there's several steps in there. Sometimes it's not that instant, but that's the important thing. And what's the most important is, whether it's in that situation or any, is forgiveness matters. If you carry... Anger and bitterness and somebody did something to you and you can't forgive them, it doesn't hurt them as much as it hurts you. You're the one it really hurts and keeps you from being who you're meant to be. So when you can forgive, no matter what it is, then you are just elevated to a whole different level.
And by forgiving that person doesn't mean you condone what they did.
Or have to like them.
But forgive them so that it only benefits you.
Yeah.
All right. That time of the day, that hour just flew by. I'd like to think, if you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give our office a call at 888-777-4232. I'll be answering the phone. Been ringing off the hook since we've been on the show, so I will call you back. Thank you to Benny and Jacob and everybody at Transformation Talk Radio, but more importantly, I'd like to thank my mom. Mom, we wouldn't have this show, and without my mom, she wouldn't be able to help all the people that she's helped. And to see it over the years, it truly is a miracle. I'm sorry. And I am really, truly blessed. So, Papa, I love you. I can't wait for your report. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we will catch you next month, the third Thursday at 11 a.m. for the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day. Thank you.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW.